the formless being under letters and comments. Dear editor, I live in Greece. I came across Bhagavan's teachings in NYC at the 6th Street Ashram in the mid-1980s when I was a student in the USA. I have met the Indian person. I believe his name is Bhagavat, who was in charge then of the ashram in NY. I once chanted with him Arunachala Shiva mantras and I bought most of the books which were available then at the ashram. I must have visited there a couple of times, though I do not remember exactly how many times. Since my youth, I have been a seeker of truth and have read about and practiced most of the important methods and read books on the Vedanta. I have had various spiritual experiences in my life and I must say that I am very grateful for the presence of the Lord Ramana. I do not usually write or speak about my experiences, nor do I read any more books during the past 10 years. I only meditate in the manner taught by Sri Ramana. I would like to ask you if you would kindly comment on an experience of the formless reality I once had, wherein neither I nor the world or my body was perceived, not even the memory of this world. The only thing perceived was the being, and all was the being, and that there was no time that this being was not, and that there is nothing which is not that being in an immense bliss, and I was that, and there was no I there to claim it, and that everything was that, and that there is no time when I was not it. I had this experience once in my life after intense self-inquiry and in between the sleep and waking state. My question is, are there others who experience this on a daily basis? Do you know of anyone who goes into this state effortlessly? The question is whether regular experience of this state is possible. Has it been done before? I wanted to go to India, but every time I think about going, I was not sure if in the India ashram there are people who are realized. I have visited many places in the world where there should have been living a presence of the self, but have found it very disappointing. Is this the case also with Sri Ramanashramam? If you have any answers that you could share with me, I'll be happy to hear from you. Salutations to the Lord of your heart, Athens, Greece. Thank you for your kind and revealing letter. Of course, the experience you narrate is the experience of the self that the Maharishi spoke about. But the plenary experience is what he called Sagaja Samadhi, where one does not go into or out of it, but it remains as an unbroken stream of pure awareness throughout the waking, dreaming and sleep states. We have met disciples of Sri Bhagavan who received the grace to enter into this state often, and some who even lived that state alone. The latter type is very rare. Most sincere sadhakas who strive throughout their lives for perfection and have experiences of it, such as you did, or perhaps experience it frequently, can in the last elderly moments enter into that experience and attain liberation at the time of death. This is called Videha Mukti, Jivan Muktas, or the living liberated. Bhagavan was a Jivan Mukta. This is very rare. There may be some exceptional souls who are Jivan Muktas living in India and other lands. If it is our destiny to meet them, we will. Only a true Jivan Mukta can recognize another Jivan Mukta. Is the regular experience of this state possible? Yes, it is possible. It is our final destination. The saints and sages of all times have only been speaking of this. If you visit the India ashram, you will not be disappointed. The Maharishi's presence and the powerful presence of the holy Arunachala hill can be experienced in Tiruvannamalai. Your experience of the self will be intensified and stabilized more easily there. Sri Bhagavan's physical absence has not diminished his influence. Please go and see for yourself. This formless reality is our true self. The body, mind, and world are simply thoughts. To abide in the formless reality and know we are that is the purpose of life. Please forget all else and abide in that alone. Only then will you have done what needs to be done and will be a beacon light unto the world. Editor.